Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, a lot of stuff got swept under the rug yesterday in the sports world because of the alarming news that came out of Michigan that we'll dive into a little bit later. Their coach, Sherrone Moore, is out having an affair with a staff member, which we also found out a little bit later in the day that he had forced her to have an abortion and was kind of stalking her. And then once the news came out that he was fired, he went to her house and had a knife to his neck, threatening to kill himself and her. Mm-hmm. Then was interrupted at a church on the way out because his wife sent the location to the authorities. The authorities found him. He is now, he's now been detained, and he's
right.
Waiting further information. I guess his mugshot is out there now as well. Some news that you might have missed. Some breaking news out of Philadelphia. Sad day. The Positivity Rabbit is no longer in the Eagles locker room.
Was that real?
I mean, dude, December 6th, Jeff McClain, who has 151,000.6 followers,
yeah.
Eagles reporter at Inquirer.com, listened to my podcast, Uncovering the Birds, reported on December 6th, Eastern December, in the Eagles locker room as a Positivity Rabbit was there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
And then yesterday, breaking, the positive rabbit is no longer in the Eagles locker room per team. It lasted a week.
I want to know. I need more on that story. Was that a Sirianni thing? Was that an ownership thing? Was that a player thing? Was that a joke? Like what ultimately was that? Because if you're a head coach, let's say it was on Nick Sirianni, right? And you're the head coach of grown-ass men, and you bring in a blow-up rabbit and put it in the locker room and say it's the positivity rabbit, I would tell you, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. We're finding a new head football coach, you know, for this team. And so that's why I was questioning, like, is this real? I couldn't believe that that was actually something that was real that an NFL team would have going on in their locker room with the positivity rabbit. Now, maybe there's some joke that we don't know, some inside joke or something like that, and they're mocking somebody, and if they are, God love you. But I need to know more about that whole positivity rabbit thing, because that seemed like one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen before.
No doubt about it. I'd have just been like, yeah, I'd have popped that rabbit if that's what it was, like a huge inflatable.
I'm surprised nobody did that. Like, nobody came in and punched the rabbit in the face.
And show some more fight on the locker room than the field.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I thought it was kind of fun. Philip Rivers had his press conference. Riley Leonard is going to practice. He practiced fully yesterday. I think their plan is for him to start and then, you know, in case of emergency, break glass, a.k.a. Philip Rivers. We will see. They play the Seahawks this weekend. They are 14-point dogs,
jeez,
those Indianapolis Colts. So
talk about season turning.
We'll have Alex Gold on the show here in about 10 minutes, and he'll tell you either stay away or take the 14 always, right? Yeah. Like, do an individual bet, take the 14 points, and just hope that it works out. Hard to cover two scores in the NFL as a spread. Mm-hmm. Seattle has done that quite often this year, it seems. But this was Philip Rivers on coming back yesterday.
I've tried to make this as simple as I can. I'll try not to get emotional, actually, you asking that. as simple as can be is a coach that I love and an organization that I really enjoyed being with. You know, Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good in 2019. The teammates that I were able to play with, 14 of them are still here. Training room's the same. You know, PR guys are the same. Equipment room's the same. They wanted me. And, you know, I try to keep it as simple as that. And, you know, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. I'd kind of thought that ship had sailed. But something about it excited me. And it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it.
there's nothing worse in life than being left with a regret, right? I don't know if you've had many in your life, Mac, if you've had many. I'd like to think for the most part, I haven't had many of those regrets where I look back and go, damn, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I would have tried that or something like that. I think that's where Philip Rivers is. He's
you said the stadium was going downtown.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was supposed to. Mayor L messed that one up. But I'll tell you, the situation with what's going on with Philip Rivers, you can hear it in his voice. He's like, I feel like I can still play, and I would regret if I didn't take advantage of this opportunity just to see one more time if I had it in me. Because professional sports isn't something that, you know, you can pick up again in your 60s, right? Mm-hmm. Like you've got this little window, and if he feels like he can do it, I feel like he owes it to himself. I was never the hugest Philip Rivers fan ever, because he whined all the time and all that kind of stuff.
He also played for the competition.
Also played for one of your biggest rivals, right? And he was a great competitor too. That was the other thing. Like, he was that competitor that, man, you hated, but like moments like this, you're like, damn, I kind of like this guy. So I understand what he's going through. As he's getting up there in age, he's realizing, I don't have many more opportunities if I want to do this. I feel like I can. I'm going to go see if I can and see what happens. And that's worst case scenario. He doesn't play well. He realizes why he retired 5 years ago, but having to live with that for the rest of his life, I can understand why he would want to go back. Plus, they wanted him too. There's something to be said for that.
Plus, there's also the realization real quickly that you're like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, right.
This was him when this is basically Philip Rivers being self-deprecating.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's the honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there, and it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years.
So. That is true. That's really good. Like, I wasn't ever fast, so all of a sudden I'm not gonna get fast. But no, I think it's gonna be something fun to watch, man. It's one of those things that grabs you. It's why the NFL is this great soap opera, because just when you think, you know, nothing's going on, all of a sudden Philip Rivers is coming out of retirement and may play this weekend. Where did that come from? And so the Indianapolis Colts have really been sort of a great, I don't know, entertaining device this year for the rest of the NFL. Big trades, great start, colossal collapse, losing a quarterback, Philip Rivers, owner's daughter on the sidelines. Like, it's been a wild season in Indianapolis, and I'd kind of rather have the season or have it here where I didn't get my hopes up real early, you know. But those Colts fans, I kind of do feel bad for them, because they were playing great football, and now they're probably not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because somebody brought the text line earlier. Who loves football more, Philip Rivers or Jay Binkley?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Text line's voice.
I don't know. Probably Rivers.
Because I can ask you a question. Let's say you retired at the age of 50, mm-hmm. right? Two more years, or a year and a half. Basically just a year. Let's say you retired at 50, and somebody at this station in 5 years goes on to a higher media, right? Mm-hmm. They go to LA, they go to New York, Chicago, whatever it may be, and they're kind of in a standstill, and they're like, well, we need somebody to come back. Hey, Bob, would you come back? And you've been out for 5 years.
What are you paying?
You know the answer to that question?
Yes, probably.
But
not.
Would you think about it before?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And again, no, that's not football. Yeah. We're sitting on our ass giving out hot takes, breathing loud. But again, like, that's the thing, is like, I don't think you ever lose the desire for something that you do for such a long time that you put so much into.
Right.
If
exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now, I know there are some people that work jobs that are like, 35 years, I worked my ass off. I'm so happy to be retired. And you know what happens in about 4 or 5 weeks? Man, I'm bored. Mm-hmm. Like, well, exactly. That's what happens. And again, we heard the stories of Philip Rivers playing with his high school son and the kids, and implicating the offense of the Colts into that.
I love that.
And then somebody says, the question we brought up earlier when we brought up this topic, what does that say about the quality of quarterbacks in the league? That's insane. That means that you do not need to expand in this league. It is fine the way it is, because we're getting Philip Rivers out of a high school. But I mean, look, I also think he probably looked at Joe Flacco right now, younger.
Good point.
But Joe Flacco was literally in the carpool lane picking his kids up and throwing football passes at practice. Like, can he still do it? He's like, I don't know. I feel like I got something left in the tank. I mean, went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then led the team, and then got traded and traded again, and still playing to this day. To think that's crazy, to think that you've got Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, and Phillip Rivers could all be playing quarterback this weekend in 2025.
It's nuts, but I kind of had that same analogy driving in. I was thinking about it in relation to, you know, my career, and I think that's what we always do. We see stuff like this and go, would I ever do something like that or whatnot? And I love the fact that Phillip Rivers feels he's got a little bit left in the tank and can keep on going. I'm anxious to see what he does this weekend.
No doubt about it. Coming up next, a guy who has plenty in the tank. That's Alex Gold. He joins us next here for Golden Locks on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
That's right. Favorite part of the day for me on a Thursday, bringing my guy Alex Gold.
Oh, I got an update on Michigan, too, for you just now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, let's hear it. All right. So, Big Cat of Barstool.
You guys going to talk about this at all?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. Big Cat from Barstool tweets out, do we know when Michigan first found out about Moore? The idea that they potentially sat on it until the Ohio State game to see if they won or got in the playoffs, only to lose and turn around and say he's not a Michigan man, is maybe the most Michigan man thing of all. Quote tweeted by somebody named Liam Blutman, who works for Barstool Sports, I like my job,
never heard of him,
responds and says, ask Michigan players who have been making fun of the relationship since mid-2024.
Well, there was definitely online rumors about this,
oh God, yes,
you know, for a while. That part's not new, but I it sounds like
looking back now, knowing
Big Cat kind of alluded to it, but don't you guys think it's very obvious that, I'm not excusing his behavior, Sharon Moore's behavior at all, but if he was 11-0 or 11-1, Bob, and number three team in the country, is this happening? Like, is this none of this getting
out? And Alex, therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem with athletes and coaches and professional sports and high level collegiate sports. If you're 11-0, they're allowing you to do nefarious things that you should not be doing. But if you're 9-3 and you lose to Ohio State, then those nefarious things get thrown out into the open. And, and that therein lies the problem with college and professional sports. We have allowed athletes and coaches to do whatever they want for their entire lives. And then they get into situations like this, and you just can't hide from it anymore, because the cleaner, the wolf, has been there the whole nine yard, fixing grades, making people eligible, bailing them out. And these guys just say, well, no matter what I do, somebody's going to be there to clean up my mess. And they continue to push the envelope, push the envelope, push the envelope. And then you get to these type of situations where, sorry.
No, I think that's exactly what has happened here at Michigan. And this happened for, as you said, for decades.
It's going on in every athletic department in the country.
Mm. So I want to bring this up because obviously the news yesterday that got taken over in the entire world was the fact that it was the news that he just mentions out of Michigan.
Cover-ups, I mean by that, for whatever it is.
No, for sure.
They're covering up athletes, they're covering up grades,
I think we'd all be naive to think that this stuff, not this exact scenario necessarily,
but something,
Of course, and by the way, not just in sports, Bob. This, I mean, we're obviously talking about through a sports lens, but at very, very, you know, major, major corporations, there's stuff like this that gets covered
Coldplay
up as well.
Concert.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
You know, it happens all the time. When people are successful and they're making money and generating revenue, you look the other way. The second it stops, then it's an open book. Kind of like where, you know, when you lose football games, everybody, you know, looks at everything. Look at KU right now. People 2 years ago thought Lance Leipold was the greatest thing since sliced bread. That guy stinks.
Leipold.
And so everybody's looking into, you know, what he's got going on. How come he's not winning? Where's his recruiting? Where his coaching? And then they bring this offensive coordinator back. And if they think they're going to think to turn around things with him, why isn't he the head coach and not Leipold? So you've got all of these questions. When you lose, everything gets scrutinized.
Speaking of getting scrutinized, the news that didn't really kind of hold up yesterday was Phillip Rivers coming back.
I love the Phillip Rivers stuff.
Right?
I love it.
How much do you weigh? Well, I don't know that, to be honest with you. No,
he had a whole comedy hour at his press conference yesterday.
Which is, I think, great in that situation. What's also great is plus 1,800 is the number I have seen for Phillip Rivers to win comeback player of the year, only behind Dak and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, so I love the whole story. I understand if you're a Chiefs fan and you still believe the Chiefs can make the playoffs, you don't want it to work there at Indy, but I'm just – you know, I don't think that's going to happen anyway. So I'll enjoy the Phillip Rivers 3 or 4 weeks that maybe we're going to get. Maybe he plays this Sunday. I don't know. Otherwise, his debut, which I hope it will be next week, Monday Night Football, 49ers, just set it up for that showcase. I think that'd be awesome. But you're right on comeback player of the year. He opened at 18-1. Mm-hmm. I had a bonus bet on FanDuel, like a random $10 bonus bet.
There
so I
go.
Said, why the heck not? So $10 out when it was 15-1. So 10-1 up $1.50. It's a long shot for a reason. But just hear me out on where we're at with comeback player of the year. We all remember in 2023, Joe Flacco was on the couch as well. Now, he didn't sit out for 5 years. It was a shorter time period, but he comes back and he goes 4-1, I think it was, as a starter for the Cleveland Browns. He helps them get to the postseason. He also, though, had multiple 300-yard games, so he was playing some really, really good football. He ends up winning it. There was controversy with it. He was 250-1 to win the award, so people made some serious money on that. And then the Associated Press came out with new guidelines saying basically, like, it should be more about people that faced adversity and had an injury, yada, yada, yada. And so
it shouldn't be because you sucked last year.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Now, Phillip Rivers, in this case, just hasn't played since 2020, and he's 44 years old. Maybe he plays 3, maybe 4 games. But at 15-1, I think, despite what the guidelines are, there's 50 voters. There's no rule that says they can't vote for him. So, like, yes, there's new parameters, but it doesn't prevent anybody from selecting that. If he starts and he wins two games, which I think is what will be needed to get him in the postseason, and he looks decent, I think it's worth the flyer at 15-1 because Christian McCaffrey is the favorite. He's coming back from a serious injury. Dak Prescott, same deal. But, you know, Dak probably not going to make the playoffs with Dallas. The Niners probably will be a wild card team, but I haven't looked at McCaffrey's latest number. He's having a nice year. I don't think he's having like the most amazing running back season like he did a couple years ago. So why not at 15-1?
Yeah, I love it. I'm all in on something like that because, you know, it's $10, right? It's not a big deal. And if you have a free bet, throw it on there and it could turn into something awesome. Let's look at the Michigan head coaching odds and figure out like what potentially could go on there because I think the odds on favorite is this Kalen DeBoer going to Michigan and that opens Alabama. And then everybody's got Lane Kiffin going to Alabama. What are the odds telling us?
Yeah, so these are offshore. Remember, these are not books that you can bet stateside legally. So you're not going to be able to hop on your FanDuel or DraftKings app and see him. But Kalen DeBoer is the favorite offshore at 4-1. I don't know. You guys have been talking about all morning, I'm sure. But like, why leave Alabama? Why leave Alabama? He's not a Michigan man.
I heard he doesn't like it down there. And he's not a Michigan man. That's the interesting. Because I did a deep dive on this guy. And I'm like, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But the only thing that I could come up with is he lost to Michigan twice. And so they were, you know. I mean, but that's it. But he's been linked to that job for years.
His name was coming up with the Penn State job just a few weeks ago. Yeah. Heavy press. I think that was more his agent doing what he's supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. And try to leverage the situation. The names that are more interesting, I think, and realistic. So Jesse Minter, 5-1. The challenge with him, he was just at Michigan. He's got a show cause. And so I don't know how that plays into this possibility. He's the DC with the Chargers right now. A lot of people think he could be an NFL head coach. So I don't know. Obviously, I've never talked to the guy. I don't know. Does he want to be an NFL head coach? Does he want to go back to college? He's the name to watch. And then Joe Brady, who's the Bills OC. Mm-hmm. Does he want to go back to college? He's sitting at 6-1. And then further down the list, I think a name to watch, Kenny Dillingham. What do you guys mean? He's the Arizona State head coach, younger coach. Mm-hmm. He's complained about some of the facilities there publicly. They don't have an indoor practice facility.
He's Arizona, though. You don't really
Arizona
need
State.
It.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The state of Arizona. Gotcha. You don't need that indoor facility.
Well, I mean,
hot
as hell.
I think my question would be like, does Michigan have to have a splash hire?
Who are you asking that question to?
To everybody,
because if you're asking Michigan, the answer is, oh yeah, they gotta have a splash.
But
you're asking
Alex, because like I think it'd be hilarious if Gruden got the job. I don't think he's going to because of where he's come from before and where they just got out of. I think they want somebody with the most clean slate possible.
Yeah, it'd be weird to go straight for that. You're right. That's the issue. You almost do have to go with a squeaky clean guy heading into
this next,
but that's why Kalen DeBoer seemingly makes sense. Mm-hmm. And a week ago, they tracked a plane from the private airport at the university to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which explains why now Alabama sucked eggs in that SEC championship game. Coach was thinking about Michigan.
Yeah, then there's Jed Fish, who's at Washington, 7-1. He's been around forever, but seems to be a really, really good recruiter as well.
And seems like Fish is his name.
Jed Fish seems like a safe hire.
What about Willie Fritz?
Leaving from Houston. I don't think how old is he? I actually think that'd be a problem for Michigan. Like in their mind, I don't think they want to hire somebody that might only be there for how old is Willie Fritz? He's done a hell of a job. The kid, you should have hired him many, many, many years ago.
Shout out UCM.
Yeah,
he's 65.
Right. Yeah, I don't think Michigan would hire Smith at 65. Not to try to be an ageist. I don't think they would at Michigan.
Yeah.
He's already doing a good job at Houston. He had a good first year.
By the way, Christian McCaffrey said numbers.
Yeah, where is he at?
So he's got, as in like odds or where his numbers are. Like, so he's got 85 receptions for 806 yards. So there's one. He's averaging 9 yards a catch. He's got 5 receiving touchdowns. He averages 62 receiving yards a game. He has 237 rush attempts for 849 yards. And 8 touchdowns there. So 13 touchdowns, almost 1,700 total yards, almost 100 yards almost 100 receptions on the year.
The reception stuff is interesting because every time he catches a pass, he gets a first down, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Basically, like, 2 points on fantasy.
Well, that's the whole explosive running back thing that I'm sure you guys have talked about as well this week. It's just, when's the last time you felt like they had a running back that could take a 10-yard carry and turn into 30 or a 5-yard catch into a 20-yard
catch? I'll be honest. I don't know the answer to that question. And the reason is because I don't know what Breshard Smith can do because Andy's not letting him play.
And I think we're all in the same boat with Breshard Smith. It's like, maybe he's nothing. Maybe he stinks. I don't know. But whenever he's touched the football, I don't know about you, I think something big potentially could happen because he's got some juice.
Yeah, and I'm going to say he probably doesn't stink because the last week we saw, you know, Ezra Pohl and the other guy out there, Noel Williams, doing his thing. And like, why were they buried on the depth chart for all this time? Yeah. It makes me wonder, are they evaluating talent on the field the right way? Once Brett brings it here, are the coaches evaluating it the right way?
Well, I think that gets to the loyalty part of it, Bob, where there's nothing wrong with being loyal until you're loyal to a fault, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I think
the other thing that's interesting too is the pass Kareem dropped, right? That we've seen before. Now that Twitter's obviously out there with all the receipts, that Samaje Perine had the same play a couple years ago against Buffalo in the playoffs. I would have liked to see that be Breshard Smith. Kareem Hunt's known for getting the 1-yard run, not the out quick passes. That's almost like what could be considered one of Andy's gadget plays. Why aren't you putting a guy who actually played receiver who now plays running back to have that route? Because then you don't know where it goes. But instead, they went with Kareem Hunt.
Again, when you lose, everything is under question.
Yeah, I've had too much time on my hands. So
it's a legit question, though, Dusty.
Absolutely.
So last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one.
So Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites against the Chargers.
Dusty, it went up from last night, too.
What are we doing here? Are we staying away, or we go Chargers?
Well, if you're betting it, look, the Chiefs haven't covered in 5 games. They've only won one of their last 5 outright anyway.
Correct.
Maybe you think the Chiefs can win. Okay, that's fine. The Chargers are banged up.
But by a touchdown.
You do you. But how on earth can I talk myself into actually thinking they're winning by 6? Like, it's the NFL. Like, it's not a 0% chance by any mean. And it makes no sense that they would, but they probably will because we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. But there's no, if you gave me $100, there's no way I would choose the Chiefs side minus 5.5 versus the Chargers side 5.5. That's just how I would look at it. They just have not covered. They're struggling to win football games to begin with. But as we talked about last week, they're going to be favorites, guys, in every single game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I don't care if they get blown out this week. They will be favorites the next week, obviously, against the Titans, and they'll be favorites against Denver at home. I mean, Denver's a home dog to the Packers right now as well. I mean, the metrics still look at Kansas City in a favorable way, believe it or not. And we all, of course, have eyes, and we've all watched them and the mistakes and big moments and on and on and on. So I would never bet them at minus 5.5. Frankly, against other than Tennessee and maybe the Raiders the rest of the way, they'll be much bigger favorites against Tennessee. That's it. I can't get there at all with the Chiefs.
And what was the line on that Monday night game? Was the chart where the Philadelphia chart? Was Philadelphia like 1.5 favorite?
This past Monday night?
Yeah. Philly favorite,
2.5,
in L.A.
Yeah, 2.5.
L.A.'s only 2.5 at home against Philadelphia, who we think is, at the time, probably a better team than the Chiefs, even though they're falling apart.
That offense in Philly is just...
Well, they took away the rabbit.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Positivity rabbit.
No longer there.
Yeah.
And then yet you come to Kansas City, who's 6-7, and you're 5.5-point dogs.
Now, look, the Chargers are extremely banged up. I mean,
but also they played Monday night. Chiefs played Sunday.
They're banged up. Herbert still, you know, we all saw him. He clearly is not comfortable. Although that guy just continues to gut it out. Say what I know. We poke fun at Justin Herbert, but that dude playing through the injury right now is pretty impressive in what he's done. Mm-hmm. But they got injuries all over the team, so that's probably a big reason for it. You just can't use the same, like, weeks and weeks ago we could have sat in here and been like, well, the Chiefs gotta have its spot at home. I can't do that anymore. Like, they've had those already, guys, and they haven't won, so we're done with that part of it. I mean, we can pull up it's funny, trends are always used to support what you believe, right? I mean, because when we come in here and if I tell you I like a certain game, I can find you a trend that supports it. I could also find, you can find a trend that says the opposite. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what's like, there's some trends that I can point to that says the Chiefs are in a great spot for this game, Bob. I have eyes and I can't get past that.
Well, they just don't look like a good football team. And that's what makes it hard right now to say, yeah, I think they're going to win a game, let alone win by 6 points.
Like Patrick Mahomes, his last 26 starts, he's only 9-17 against the spread. He's lost 5 in a row against the spread. So like this goes back to earlier this year. That's the last season.
Right.
Not that the Chiefs care about covering the spread, but as far as what we're talking about betting, 9-17 against the spread. He's one of the lowest rates of covering right now in the NFL among quarterbacks.
Yeah, so bet against him. Are there any good Travis Kelce props for the last couple of games that you're going to look at? Because I would think, as I've been all season long taking Travis for the anytime touchdown, and it does. But like I'm thinking, like as we get closer and closer to the end here of what could be his final year, like just making it the Travis show, knowing that they're out of the postseason and this is what fans are going to want to see. We've got two home games left to showcase Patrick and Travis, which is the greatest duo maybe in Kansas City history. Are there numbers out there that you like from a Kelce standpoint where you're like, hit the over on everything?
I think couple that with, we'd have to check in the next week. We'll start being in that territory, guys, where you have like the player incentives. And so the books are well aware of these two, but let's say it's Kelce. He doesn't have this incentive, but let's just say he did. You know, he's five catches away from an extra half a mil. You know, stuff like that is something to keep an eye on these final couple weeks for prop bets when you're betting certain players. I know Mac knows a lot about this on the fantasy side. This is something that many years ago you could have really taken advantage of, mm-hmm. but now the books have wised up and they have the same information and more than we all do
right.
as well. But to answer your question, so like on a Kelce, yeah, I think reception props is where I would go. You can keep doing the touchdown thing, Bob. It's just, it gets so juiced at times. Yeah. Kelce over under 4.5 receptions, even this Sunday against the Chargers. Historically, the Chargers are a team that he usually has some of his best games against, yeah. too. So I would like that. I don't really care for the yardage aspect, but over 4.5 receptions, because I do think Patrick Mahomes is going to target Travis quite a bit in this game.
What do you think about, because we talked about Phillip Rivers a little bit earlier, and they're playing the Seahawks this week, and I know it's Riley Leonard. The Seahawks are favored by 14.
We just don't know who the quarterback is yet.
Does it matter?
I think so, yeah.
Seahawks last two games, they've won by 28 and 26.
Yeah, Seattle's all year, we've talked about this a few times, I think, they have been one of the most undervalued teams in football this year. Because Seattle, in general, that franchise here recently is not a sexy franchise. Mm-hmm. And Sam Darnold is, we all saw what happened at the end of last season with the Vikings, and people are waiting and waiting. But then you have Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's having one of the best receiver seasons we've seen in a bit. I have to know who the quarterback is before I would bet it.
No doubt.
It's probably a game that I'm not going to bet.
You start Riley to get Leonard to a number that big. Full yesterday.
Who are you more apt to bet on, Riley Leonard or Phillip Rivers?
So it's weird because none of us have seen Rivers in 5 years, but I know if they can protect him.
I'm just laughing. None of us seen the guy in 5 years.
Well, it's true. It's true.
I know. It's just so bizarre. It's like, oh my God. I'm thinking of these high school kids
Like, we know from an intelligence side of things, I have no doubt that he's going to be able to execute Shane Steichen's offense, who you saw the report from J.J. Watt, who was saying that basically he's running the Shane Steichen offense at his high school.
Well, so he's friends with Shane. Shane
very
coached
close.
Him
he got
years
emotional
ago.
Yesterday talking about him. Like, generally, they are very, very close. So I would lean more with Rivers. Like Riley Leonard, we are still talking about a rookie. So you got the rookie aspect of it and then the unknown. Rivers has no mobility, but I know he's going to execute the offense. So I'm not betting it, but if you force me, I would feel better if Rivers was starting on Sunday, even on a short week.
Okay, I would too. Yeah,
kind of a loaded question here because Mac thinks if Buffalo wins this week, Josh Allen will be the MVP favorite. If they win,
I disagree with that.
I did too. I think it would just go to Stafford.
Yes.
But again,
now if the Lions blow out Stafford and he throws a couple picks, then that's when Mac's in business on what he's saying. Yeah.
And then also, if that is the case, could we have a flip at Coach of the Year this week as well? If Vrabel loses the more this game, because he's right now, what I've seen is minus 300, and then Mike McDonald is the one behind him. Seattle plus 750. Mac hates Seattle for some reason.
Really?
No, I don't.
Seattle, he's never even been there. I mean, how could you hate someplace that you've never been?
I love Sam Darnold. I think they're a top 10 team. I just don't think they're going to hoist the Lombardi trophy this year.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
it is
fair. It's accurate.
I think we're getting a Rams-Patriots Super Bowl.
Also, I didn't say that he would be the favorite because I don't care about the odds. I say he'd win the MVP if he wins this Sunday. And he will because he'll beat Drake May, then he'll beat Jalen Hurts and the Eagles 2 weeks later. That's it.
So let's start with Coach of the Year.
Just a lot has to happen for that.
I'm kidding. You love when I say that, don't you?
I do.
Last week we talked about the Super Bowl value stuff and not to bet the Chiefs at 17-1, despite how attractive that looked. That seemed to be a pretty good idea.
And then it wasn't.
To not bet it, though.
Yeah. The season's over.
Yes. Mike Vrabel -200, and then Mike McDonald at Seattle at +650. I think if Vrabel's the one seed or a two seed because they lose a tiebreaker and they win 14 or 15 games, I think he's the Coach of the Year. I don't think anybody can surpass him. But if they were to lose and they become the clear number two seed, they were to slip up again, and Seattle takes the division from the Rams, then I think Mike McDonald would be an interesting play. But Vrabel, his only competition prior to this was really Shane Steichen. And then they've really fallen off because of that. And then Ben Johnson, you could have made a case when they were looking like the number one seed. Then, as we all know, they lost, and they're now the seventh seed in the NFC. So Ben Johnson was the coach that had the biggest drop in the last week. He's all the way down. He's got the fifth best odds now. He's behind Kyle Shanahan. He's behind Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen's an interesting name suddenly if they were to win out as well. But I think it's more of Vrabel's to lose at this point.
It's crazy how the odds change week to week for Coach of the Year. And that's why I think, and this is just my opinion on it, and I could be 100% wrong, but like if you believe somebody's going to be Coach of the Year, just stick with that guy. And no matter where he is in the odds, last week we thought Ben Johnson was going to be Coach of the Year, they lost a game to a division rival. Mm-hmm. Should that change everything that he's done to make Caleb Williams look halfway decent? And you know,
yeah, I think it's because the Bears have a real chance to not make the playoffs at all now. Like they get Cleveland this week, they'll probably win. But if they were to lose, their percentage, I think, drops below 50% to make the postseason. Ooh. So you're not going to be Coach of the Year unless you make the postseason.
Yeah,
even if you were a one-win team the year before, I'd have to go look if that's ever happened. But the Coach of the Year market is what's fun about, same with MVP, you can have your preseason bet in August. And let's say, you know, this year you had it on, maybe you thought the Patriots were going to have a good year. You have a ticket on Vrabel way back when he was, you know, 8-1. So you got an 8-1 ticket. Well, then now you would hedge a little bit and put money on Mike McDonald or Liam Cohen. And then you've got two tickets at 8-1 and you're sitting really pretty. I these markets are fun because you can, as the season goes on, even if your preseason bet was incorrect, you can still make some money and cash a ticket because, as you said, it changes so much week to week.
Yeah.
And same with the MVP market. That's why a lot of people like the awards markets.
You know the juicy one I like?
Let me hear it.
Schottenheimer Coach of the Year, Dak MVP, Dallas wins that division.
3 weeks ago, I would have loved it.
If they can still win the division.
Yeah.
And if they do, those odds.
After they beat the Chiefs, I would have said, oh, you know what? There's a path.
Okay.
I don't think so.
What do you got coming up today?
Yeah, so we'll talk about the Sherrone Moore story. I'm sure more details continue to come out, and just the bizarre nature of everything there, and of course what that can mean for college football moving forward. Plus, Danon Hughes going to join
his birthday
at 10:30. Danon's?
Yeah, Danon's birthday.
Thanks for the heads up. Yeah. Okay,
Cody's saying happy birthday for him.
He probably would.
Yeah. Drew, okay?
Don't give anybody ideas.
Some tough audio yesterday for Drew's boy.
Yeah,
the Joe Burrow.
We are
going to
talk about Joe Burrow. Andrew Luck-esque.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I really am. I feel bad for Joe Burrow as a human.
And then his other boy, Shedeur Sanders, is going to play a -20 wind chills this weekend against Caleb Williams and the Bears.
No, everything's solved with him, though. He played great against the Titans. They lost, and so we've got all our questions answered now about him. He's good to go.
I love it. That's Alex Gold. He'll come up next from 10 to 2. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Final segment of the show today here on a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday show you love. Mitch Holtis, Sean Smith, all the good stuff. Roundtable with Rob Brenton. I know that I'm hard.
I don't know if Carrington is washed.
Who's he going to have washed tomorrow? Phillip Rivers?
Andy.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Man, I just find it interesting that the best future bet of the awards is Coach of the Year. Because it's kind of, I mean, I know Mike Vrabel, as Alex said, in some books it's -200 or -300, but got to think, man, if he doesn't win his division and Buffalo sneaks that division, It's not going to go to McDermott. But then you look at other possibilities that could happen. Like, what if Carolina, like, what if Tampa loses tonight? And they get to 7-7, and Carolina wins this week, and they get to 8-6.
100%.
And all of a sudden, there's a guy right there sitting at Coach of the Year at plus 750 that I know a lot of you out there have free bets. Why not put some skin on that?
And he just beat the Rams.
And if Seattle goes out there, because, like, yeah, exactly. And if Seattle goes out there, because they've won, I think they won a game, what, 28-7? And then they won last week, like 26, or no, they won 26-0 and 28-9.
They had a donut in there 2 weeks ago versus Brosmer.
Yeah, they beat Minnesota 26-0, and I think they beat the next team they played, they beat them 28-7.
Falcons, even worse, 37-9.
37-9, yeah, they won by 28 and 26 or whatever it was.
That'll be interesting to see what Carolina does next year, more so than this year, because, you know, now next year, they're going to be a little bit on the radar, right? When you're the Carolina Panthers and whoever their quarterback is and their coach, nobody knows who these people are. You kind of you lighten up a little bit. Like, ask the Chiefs for the last 8 years if they ever got anybody's worst effort. You know, you get everybody's best effort. And look, ask the Chiefs when they played Carolina a couple times during this run. It was close both times, I believe, right here at Arrowhead, and then there was another one I think down there that was very close, where they barely were able to get a win. And everybody's like, how could you not, you know, beat Carolina by a lot? Well, everybody raises their level when they play the Chiefs, and when you're the Carolina Panthers, people let down their guard a little bit because they feel like, we don't have to go as hard this week. It's called human nature. So I'm interested to see next year for Carolina, not playing the last place schedule, not sneaking up on people, how the response is going to be.
We had a Travis Kelce conversation and people were like, you guys sound like he's finished. Well, this was him on his own podcast, New Heights.
Like, I've always had the answers in years past, and this year it's just, I just can't find them. And I keep thinking, if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
That's a different voice. Mm-hmm. That's a different demeanor. That is an interesting audio clip of what is reality of Travis Kelce. Is Father Time, is the alarm gone off, and have we hit the snooze button a couple times this week and not realized that maybe he is done, not because he is forcibly thinking he's done or that he is just mentally done. He would go on his podcast and continue to have some conversations.
Obviously, looking at the playoffs late in the season right now, it's not looking too great for us right now. You know, it's a crazy league. Anything can happen. And that's, you know, the little bit of hope that I have. But man, this is a tough reality to be in. It's a feeling, especially dropping the ball late in the game like that when we were on our last chance to make something shake.
I hear you.
You put in all this work to, you know, be there for your guys, and I just wasn't that. I wasn't that.
I do got to point out, I think that catch would have been pretty damn impressive catch. That was a tough one.
I agree.
I think sometimes the ball just doesn't fall your way, and you guys have had the epitome of that this year. I know the competitor you are, and you know how badly you want it, how badly Pat wants it, the work you guys put in, so I feel for you for sure.
I'm going to always show up to work and give it my all. And if there's a game to be played, I'm going to make it the most important game of the world. We got 4 games left, and go put my heart on the line for these guys because they deserve that. Chiefs Kingdom, you guys deserve that. And we're going to keep this thing rolling, man. We're going to keep trying to find a way to win.
Yeah, that sounds like a bye-bye to me.
Okay.
Does that not sound like a bye-bye to you guys?
Sounds like, too? I don't know why he didn't talk to the media with all those bleeps.
And look, to be honest with you, that when do they tape that? Tuesday? Wednesday? Right?
Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday? So that was after 2 full days of letting it all settle in and kind of figure out and, you know, figure out what went on and coming to that realization in midweek where it's just like, I'm doing everything I possibly can. I just don't know anymore. I don't have any more solutions. I think Travis Kelce told us without telling us, and maybe Travis Kelce told himself without telling himself by that conversation, I've done all I can in this game. I got nothing left in the tank. And if he walks away and has nothing left in the tank, that's an awesome way to go out. I gave my all. I got nothing left to give to this game. I've won championships. I've created a dynasty here. Like, Travis Kelce is directly
grown as a human.
Grown as a human, as an adult. I mean, we watched this guy grow up in our city. And, you know, it's just, I get emotional talking about it because it's bigger than football. It really is what the winning does and how that creates relationships and friendships and all the stuff that we know that, that goes on. To hear Travis talk like that, that sounded really finality to me. And I'm listening to that. I'm going, man, you got four games left. You, the collective us, four games left to go watch this guy play football. We'll never see a tight end better in Kansas City. Never, I promise you never. That. We'll never see a more celebrated athlete in Kansas City because of the Taylor Swift connection. Like, he will go down as the most popular athlete in Kansas City sports history. And I think people will look at Travis Kelce, and you'll obviously remember the football stuff. You'll remember the off-the-field stuff. There's something for every single Kansas Cityan to remember about Travis Kelce. Whether you were a football fan or not, that guy's given us everything. And the one thing that we can do for him in these final two home games, it's going to feel like, is make sure that we're there and screaming our asses off and cheering for him and enjoying the moment. I've told you guys this since 2014. It goes fast. For the first time since 2014, we don't have a team in the postseason in sports in Kansas City. The Royals and the Chiefs are both postseasonless right now. That hasn't happened in 11 years. I mean, think about that. Think about this 11-year run that we've been on, and it started in 2014 with the Royals going to the playoffs. The Chiefs missed the playoffs that year. So since 2014 to right now, 2025, because the Super Bowl counts, we've had a playoff team in one sport or the other for 11 straight years. And I've told you guys since 2014 to enjoy it. The end is here. I hope you enjoyed it.
The end is here for Cam Newton, who is just all about himself. Cam Newton says he felt disrespected that the Colts signed 44-year-old grandfather Philip Rivers before even calling him. Should Indy have reached out to 36-year-old Super Cam?
What world does that guy live in?
Fourth and one.
His own world.
His own world is weird.
It's also you're not best friends with the coach.
They got cool hats in his world.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
Interesting hats. You didn't throw the football well in your prime.
Right.
And now you're 36.
Yeah.
You were predicated upon your legs. You're old. Yeah. Your legs don't work.
Now, you don't talk about washed.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is washed as the day is long.
Stop. One awesome season. Historic season.
That's it. 1 year. That guy had one year.
Amazing year.
More than you had.
Tells you, tells you about how they think about you. They got a guy who has zero legs and throws sidearm and is a grandfather, and they didn't want you who has legs and no arm.
Right, exactly.
Like, think about that. Exactly.
And I think that's his realization, too, that he's coming to. It's like, oh, my God, they took a guy that was, you know, basically doing nothing in life for the last 5 years, has grandchildren. Also, what's really strange, he has a 2-year-old son and a 1-year-old grandson. That's a great nephew-uncle dynamic.
I saw that. I'm like, whoa. It's crazy.
I thought it was weird that my uncle was only 7 years older than me. This is like 1 year older than you. They're going to grow up as best friends and uncle and cousin relationship.
Cool.
Yeah. Who's this? Is this your friend? That's my uncle.
That's my uncle.
What?
When you have
like, imagine third grade for those two guys. You know?
Exactly.
You related to that guy that's in third grade? Yeah, that's my uncle. What?
Quiet down, nephew.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Why'd your uncle pick you up from school on his bike? Because he's 15 and I'm 7.
Exactly. And I'm 14.
Yeah. Chode is one of the words we got from the text line.
I love it.
Hey, fun show today, guys. Tomorrow is Friday. We'll have Mitch Holtis, Sean Smith, and Rob Britton will be our guests on the round table. Always love having Mr. Rob Britton in. Get him away from Carrington and see what the rips he takes tomorrow on this Chiefs-Chargers game. Chiefs favored by 5.5 tonight.
That's crazy.
Atlanta and Tampa in Tampa Bay, I believe.
Yes.
So we get to watch Snaker, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Abuka, playoff start, baby, fantasy football. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2. Be nice to Drew, please. Be nice to Drew. He's having a tough morning. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.